All right, you guys, welcome to the podcast Life. It's Better with a Bow, powered by Protect. And we're out here in beautiful Oklahoma, a little breezy outside, a little wet, but great setup weather.
It has been.
When it wasn't drizzling, we decided to take a break because of the drizzle and whip out this podcast. I'm sitting here with the Connor Brockhouse of Brockhouse
Slash Total Archery
Challenge. And we have a lot going on this year. We got some cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. It's always a good one. The pollen of the trees are out. My eyes are driving me crazy. But it looks like the weather's going to be a little on the lighter side. So be ready for that. It's looking like it's in the 70s. We'll get a little bit of moisture too. So always be prepared for weather, rain gear, what have you. And maybe just something to wipe your brow because it's, even though it wasn't that hot today, we were sweating like crazy.
Yeah, the humidity here right now is a little high.
I think I got more wet office sweating than off the drizzle.
Right, same.
Yeah, so anyway, you guys, Oklahoma, first event of the tour. And some of you guys, you're going to be able to see for the first time ever the new 2024 truck giveaway. It's a Ford F-150. We decided to break the mold on the whole Chevy thing and went with the Ford. But we dolled it up a little bit.
Yeah, she's real nice looking.
She's real nice. It we did the, is it the Lariat? No. Is Lariat?
I think it is the Lariat. Pretty sure it is. I'm like 100% sure.
Yeah. Lariat. Whatever it is that you get leather, it's got a nice sound system.
AC seats. That's the mine.
Yeah. AC and heated seats, uh-huh. Heated steering wheel, big screen.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's good for, except looking at a big screen because you can't look when you're driving. But remember, folks, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheels. As if there's two hands on the wheel, but we got some amazing sponsors. The ones you've always known, Bear Archery is our main sponsor of the truck. And, we've got Leitner Rack, of course. They've always been a really good partner. A new tent company this year, Go Fast Campers.
I really like the setup of the tent, honestly.
I do too. It's a clamshell, lightweight. Got a pretty loud color on it, yellow, mm-hmm. But what's the word for that? Anyway, it looks good against the snow camo.
Yeah, I just like how easy it is to, they have all been super easy, but this one especially, just two latches and boom.
Yeah.
You know, instead of the four, five, six, however many latches they normally come.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but two is definitely, it's a lot easier. There's also a MyMedic first aid kit with the truck this year, which is fantastic. Everybody needs a first aid kit. This one's is overbuilt and has everything you need for that. And then we've got
the suspension is like,
yeah, Icon,
pretty money, next
Icon
level.
Yeah, Icon Vehicle Dynamics did the lift and suspension on this, and they also did the rim, the wheels. Mm-hmm. Rims is not the proper term.
Really?
Yeah, wheels is the proper term. If you say rim, it ages you. So, if you said rim, it'd be weird because you're young. If I said rim, I'm old, so it's okay. But the wheels from Icon, and they actually turned out awesome.
Yeah, I love them
with the color of the truck.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's all just kind of like a matte. It's not like colors popping everywhere unless you have the tent up, but. Other than that, they are they're money paired with the Firestone tires on it.
Yeah, dude, those Firestones are nice. I've been running those on my trucks, and so you guys, we have a heck of a truck built out for you this year. It's the nicest truck we built.
100%.
Diode Dynamics, the lights. It's going to come with some lights that everybody needs on their vehicle, and so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's a sweet rig. Whoever ends up taking her home is going to be a lucky owner.
Yeah, I agree. That thing is money. I would like to keep this truck.
yeah, I wouldn't mind that either.
Yeah, it'll be rad. So, of course, the novelty shot at the range, 111 yards-ish.
Based off our rangefinders.
Yep, and you got to be inside the 12, no line. For those of you that don't know what the 12 is, because I don't even, we just started calling it the 12. I don't know if that's a real thing. It is now, because Total Archery Challenge has their own scoring, apparently. But the center ring, and you can't touch the line.
Yep.
We've had a lot of guys who are just
there. Just barely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's heartbreaking. The rules are rules.
Part of the game.
Part of the game. Part of the game. And then Oklahoma, I mean, we've got 7 courses. We've got Prime and Hoyt right above home base that you'll be able to, well, you'll actually catch a shuttle to the start of Prime.
Yep.
Hoyt, you'll be able to start right from home base. And then the other courses, Sitka, there will be a boat right outside of home base that you'll catch the shuttle, boat shuttle to the island. Unreal.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the Sitka, like Oklahoma's known for the Sitka course on the island because it's just so rad. I mean, all of them are super rad, but especially being able to boat out on an island. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so the Broken Tiki is the shuttle bus, if you will, out to the island, and they do such a good job. That typically they're used for, you know, you want to go do a sunset cruise or something like that out on the lake, but we've got them, folks. Everybody's going to get that awesome cruise as part of your admission.
100%.
Cruise out
good
to the
vibes
Sitka.
In there. There's music usually going.
Yeah, exactly. So we set that course. It's actually going to be a really good course. There's 4 or 5 bombers on there. So Sitka's good. You'll catch the bus just outside of home base. Then Prime, you'll actually catch a shuttle that'll take you to the start. It's not that far away, but we don't want anyone walking to it just because you're getting you're going to get into area where targets are, and we just don't want to mess with that. So you'll catch that. All of this will have signage that says, hey, here's where your shuttle is, whatever. The Leupold, UltraView,
and Jack
Yeti, Jack Lynx, and Knock-On all go on the shuttle together. Knock-On, UltraView, and Jack Lynx are all close right there together. And then UltraView will drive you down, right?
Knock-On. Right? Knock-On, you'll go down, right?
Nope. UltraView, they drive down to the lodge.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Lynx, and Leupold, and Knock-On all start pretty much at the same spot.
Kind of by the campground there.
Yep. Gotcha. So just keep that in mind. We do have a few open spots. If you decide you wanted to jump on early, you just talk to the guy who's checking credentials, and there's a chance we can get you on to a course earlier, certainly on Friday and Sunday. Saturday, I believe, is completely sold out, but we do have some spots on Friday and Sunday. What else, man? Like, Knock-On's in a new area.
Which
is actually pretty cool terrain. That's going to be a really fun shoot. They're all cool. They all have very similar topography setup. Yep. Perhaps maybe except for Sitka, I would say, has a little more.
Yep, I would agree. It's definitely greener this year.
Be ready for that. We're 2 or 3, even pushing 3 weeks later than we were here years prior. Man, there's a lot of the leaves are out.
Yep. But it doesn't change that we still have some rad shots everywhere.
Yeah, the good news is, you know, last year we lost some of those long distance shots down on the beach because of water.
Right.
This year, we got them back.
Yep.
How far is that moose on Prime?
I think 116.
116 yards. Now, keep in mind, you guys, if that's too far, well, scoot in.
Yep.
And that's
always
okay.
More than welcome to scoot up.
Yep, but we've enjoyed having some of those bombs out there. We know you guys do too, but for those of you that it maybe is a little bit out of your reach, go ahead and take a shot at a closer range. But also, if you get into some of that terrain where maybe something's a little too narrow of a gap, then step left or right and find a shot that works for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say this year, I mean, all the courses are looking amazing so far. I've loved every single one that we've set. I think everyone else is going to love them as well.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's nice, like you mentioned before, having that little extra wiggle room compared to last year with the water being so high. So that definitely
helps.
So
high. But it's looking good this year. You guys, parking, if this is your first year coming to Oklahoma, you park on Stevens Gap Road. So just, you'll drive in until the park attendees stop you and tell you where to park. So there is a bunch of parking up close, and then we just have the road. But here's the thing. Don't be too worried about how far out you're parking, because we have buses running all day, picking people up at their cars and bringing you back. So don't worry about it. We've got guys who are on it, who are watching. Communication's happening, and we will have buses out to pick you up. And what else, man, that happens here in Oklahoma that guys aren't necessarily aware of?
Touch base on home base. It's the same as last year.
Yeah, home base will be at the Deer boat ramp. Check your emails. You guys, all this information, for the most part, is in your email, so you can read through that. But they there's also a link on Google Maps to help you locate where Deer is. But really, in the end, drive down Stephen Gap Road to the end, and Deer's going to be down on to the left. You're not allowed to drive down in there anyway, so you can walk, but that's where it's at. The range is right there. We'll have 3 or 4 food trucks this year that'll be going all day long, so we're going to have food. Water in on the courses is about halfway through, except on Leupold. On Leupold, you're probably at like 20.
Mm-hmm. A little before. Towards the end.
Yeah, there's just nowhere good to do it, but it's not a terrible hike. I mean,
no.
We did it packing targets and all that, and we didn't.
Yeah, that's one thing about Oklahoma. We do have to pack a lot of our targets.
Oh, man.
Good way to kick her off. Just load up the Kefaru's. Oh, yeah.
But we did the Kefaru, man. The arc frame is new, and we were using that this year, or here in Oklahoma, setting up. And what do you say?
Oh, it's amazing so far. I mean, Carter packed like 6 targets. I mean, carried them.
You're trying to tell me that photo's real.
No, but even when you pack a couple of them on,
yeah,
those targets, as you know, get super awkward, you know, and that pack definitely, I feel like, balances that weight, you know, very well, that new frame. So, I mean, so far we love them, working real well. And
yeah, we don't even use them 100% at some of the others, but here we have to.
Yeah, here's a lot of packing, but it's good. Gets you in shape for the rest of them.
Yeah, so the new pack, the arc frame, you'll be able to see it at the Kefaru booth. It's pretty sweet deal, and it's awesome. Lightweight.
It is very.
So you'll want to check that pack out. We also have something fun that we haven't even put out there yet. Mm-hmm. It may be out by the time this goes off, but we have a tack pack that we partnered with on Kefaru, and this is not a pack that you're going to be packing out in a mule deer on or anything like that, but it's perfect for our events. It's got arrow sleeves, water bottle holder, or the hydration bag. It's got a bow sling, so you can strap your bow on your back if you need to. A pocket on top to hold, you know, essentials, wallet, keys, headphones, whatever. And then enough room inside to hold your jacket and snacks or whatever. So the pack is perfect for a total archery challenge, perfect for jumping on a flight, perfect for all you guys that are still in school that need a rad book bag, mm-hmm, or whatever they're called.
It honestly would be a great little tree stand pack too.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. There isn't a bag out there. This is the first release of this style bag. They do have some others that are similar in size or that, but this one we built specifically for Total Archery Challenge or any 3D shoot where you're walking around. But this is
a sweet awesome pack. Yeah, it's simple, but yet everything that you'll ever need when you're out, you know, on a 3D archery event, you can stuff it right in there, and you're you know, packing all this weight around. You just have your necessities, and
that's right. There isn't a hip belt, but it's not a big bag,
right?
So I don't know if the hip belt is required, although it does make you look a lot cooler unless you have a belly and you got to just pop that thing over the top of that, and then it's better without it. Makes you look skinnier. So anyway, we're going to post some pics up here pretty soon on that thing. But those are available for purchase. They'll be online first. They're ready to ship, I think, in the next day or two, maybe 3 days. And then we'll have them on site here pretty soon. Just we got a little behind on manufacturing, but they're rolling in as we speak.
Right. Yeah. So, just come stop by the trailer once they get here.
We'll have one. Well, we'll have this one on display for everyone to look at, and then you can order it right there, and we'll get it shipped out to you.
Yeah, they're sweet.
Maybe it'll even be there before you get home.
Right. Yeah, everyone needs to stop by. I think I'm getting commission on selling these, so.
Yeah, it's called salary.
But it is a very awesome pack, so.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. What else we got going on? Oh, we should kick back into the novelty sides. Kefaru and the Iron Rhino is always a fun one. Outdoor Group has a new one this year called In It to Win It, and they're giving away a couple dozen Ultra Arrows at every event to people that make it in. You're put in to win, and then they have a big grand prize, and that grand prize is like a full elite bow set up with all the goodies from the Outdoor Group side, and I mean, that's an awesome prize.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Heck no. So that's a new one, you guys, and then the truck, of course, which is a staple. Then, of course, we have the one that we've dubbed Messing with Sasquatch, even though that's not the official name. But we'll, I don't know if we're doing it on the big Squatch or the little Squatch. We got some mini Squatches that might be holding a bag of jerky. So, again, you'll try to shoot that jerky bag, and if you hit it, then you're in to win.
They give away a sweet little prize at the end, don't they?
Yeah, just a bunch of meat snacks
with
some cool stuff. So everybody needs a big supply of the jerky and meat snacks for hunting season.
Yeah, there's so money to have along with
you. I mean, I ate jerky the whole way out here driving.
That's the way to do it. Just straight, easy.
Just went straight protein.
The whole drive, you're just eating jerky.
Yeah, it was awesome. Then we've got Africa with Blackbeard Safaris and Archery Garage. And that's a cool one. Includes airfare. What is it? Five animals. Five animals. Includes airfare. And that's always a good one. You shoot at that life-size kudu. That's a big old target.
Yeah. And I think, do lines count on that one? I'm pretty sure.
Lines count.
Yeah. Lines count on that one.
Yeah, you break it, you're in.
Yeah. And that, like you said, I mean, five animals and a free, pretty much vacation to Africa.
Exactly.
It's hard not to beat that. And I think, what is that? $10 a shot?
Yep. $10 a shot.
$10 a shot. Exactly. Get you entered in to win a sweet little vacation that you get to kill stuff.
Oh, exactly. And it covers your airfare. Yeah. That's the best part.
100%.
So then we've got the Last Chance Archery. It's not a novelty shot, but we do want to talk about this. At every Total Archery Challenge, even though this is specific to Oklahoma, is a fix-it station. And what that is, I think they're going to have a bow press and the tools and the whole nine yards for what you need if you needed to do some work on your bow. They will have people present at a few of them, not here in Oklahoma. So this is a use at your own risk. So make sure you know how to do it. Probably should know more than just how to YouTube and see if somebody could show you on the YouTube channel. I think you should use these, but everybody always needs a tool or whatever on top of. They do have a bow press available. And so if you did need to tighten some things up and you forgot your wrenches and all that, then
this is definitely a good route to go. Last minute fix or something.
Well, or I mean, how many times have you heard people say, I don't know why, but my bow was, or my sight was loose.
Yeah.
Or even the rest was just a little bit loose or whatever. So you can tighten things up if you need to. And then if you're a little more advanced in the bow tech world, everything's there for you to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be kind of cool. And again, it's across the board. One of the other cool things we're going to have at the range this year that we've never had before, Garmin is stepping in this year, which is absolutely fantastic. And we're going to have their chronograph set up.
That'll make money.
So if you are someone who's never chronoed their bow and you want to figure that out, it'll be available for you to do. Now, you do have to download their app. Otherwise, how are you going to make it work for you and get all that? Or I shouldn't say that. It'll still work. But if you download their app, then you'll be able to save all your info and everything to tell you where you're at kinetic energy-wise and everything downrange.
It definitely helps with building sight tapes too, honestly, in my opinion. Because I feel like sometimes sight tapes can be a little off.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you go based off of you know, your actual arrow speed, then you're going to be pretty much right in the money.
Yeah, and you'll want to shoot it. You know, you'll want to send, I don't know, I'd say 5 or 10 to get a good average of where you're at downrange. But we'll have a few of those set up at the range, which will be very handy to use and free to use.
Right.
So
absolutely.
You got your fix-it station, you've got the chronograph, you've got ultra view and dialed and black, gold, and all these people with the different adjustable sights. If you decided to go that route or needed help getting things talked through or set up, now you can figure all that out.
Kind of got everything now.
Yeah.
We're set up.
Absolutely. I think that's going to be sweet. So we're excited about it. UBCO, of course, they're back in business with us, so we're super stoked to have them on again. I know we've talked about it, but it is not a mountain bike style e-bike. It's more of a moped style, like the old Honda 90, Trail 90 type. But we love it. It's perfect for what we do. I think it's a...
I honestly love it more than the mountain e-bikes. Granted, each one has their own, you know, their
own...
They
have different utility 100%. To it. Yeah. This is a lot heavier than those mountain style bikes.
Yeah.
But you get a giant battery. You've got a comfortable seat.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that. The smooth ride on these things is just... Because if you've, you know, a mountain bike style, your butt gets a little sore.
Oh, yeah.
These, you could cruise all day on them.
Exactly. If weight isn't an issue for you, this is a great bike.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's two-wheel drive, very versatile. They got a lot of cool accessories to get things loaded up. And we've been big fans. And suffice it to say, Carter has probably ridden them the most from booth to booth.
Yeah, he'll get about a day in, I give it, and he's going to be cruising around.
Honestly. Oh, dude, he'll check on everybody with that thing. He'll go 10 feet to the next tooth on that mother. It's awesome.
Yeah, they are very, very sweet.
We've got something that also is getting announced maybe before you listen to this. If not, consider yourselves lucky on an inside scoop, but we are launching an awesome giveaway called Base Camp to Spike Camp Giveaway. We're doing it with Black Flag. And you win basically the way that works, you'll be buying clothing or gear, swag gear, whatever, out of the store or online, and that gets you entered to win this giveaway. Now, in this giveaway is a toy hauler, small toy hauler, but I'm talking fridge, freezer, sink, stovetop, microwave, air conditioning, TV, two beds, the table, solar, heat, indoor-outdoor stereo. That's the trailer from Genesis. And Rolly White's a big sponsor of that. So thank you, Rolly White. If you guys need any trailers, they're the guys to talk to. Rolly White, just look them up. They'll get you taken care of, certainly on the Genesis side. And this toy hauler is a hunter's dream. It's small. It's easy. But it has everything you need. Oh, toilet and shower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing has everything.
To your point, it's small, but it is literally perfect for hunting. Getting in places that you need to get a little, you know, trailer into, and it's got everything. That's the best, you know.
Yeah, you're not going to put a big side-by-side in it, but you would be able to put in, what, say, two UBCO bikes?
Yeah.
Because that's what comes with it.
Yeah.
So we're getting two UBCO bikes. Here's the thing that's really cool about this trailer we're doing with Black Flag. You ask who or what is Black Flag? We don't even know yet to tell
no one
you.
Knows.
This is a mystery that you guys are all going to find out. We're excited to have them be a part of it. And we'll get them on the podcast and talk about who or what is Black Flag all about and get some details on that. But anyway, the giveaway we decided, you know, one guy could win all this gear and be stoked, but what if we built it so that if somebody won, they can make sure their buddy can go along with them? So Stone Glacier, for example, two Stone Glacier packs, two of their lightweight sleeping bags, and two of their two-man tents. So already you're ready to rock with your boys. Hoyt, two full setup bows, crispy boots for two. Peaks is doing headlamps and gaiters and trekking poles. Sheep feet, all in. Who's all? Who else is all in here?
I know there's quite a few of them. You rattled them off to me a couple.
Yeah, we've got
years back, but yeah, there's like a lot. Like it's really, it's a whole setup.
It is. So you can go. Basically, what we're doing is we're setting you up with a base camp. And if you needed to take off to spike camp, you'll have everything you need in that. Brio with the smokeless fire pit, which I'm a big fan of. This is, they have their travel set. Well, that's coming. So you're going to have a nice outdoor fire pit you can cook on. Or what if you didn't want to use the fancy stovetop in the trailer? We've got Black Flag Mystery. You're going to get a generator to help you run that thing. That comes with it.
There's a bunch of different things.
Yeah, and we're going to cover more of that as we get into the podcast specifically about that. But the reason we want to tell you guys about that is because it's going to be on site in Oklahoma. You'll be able to see it. It'll be next to the store. And you go in, you buy swag from the store, and you're entered to win. The, you know, if you want to enter to win, we're going to have to get your email when you purchase. But that really, that's it. You
buy is there a certain amount they got to spend, or is it just straight up?
So we'll do that on the official launch, but there is a, it's not a certain amount. It's for every amount, like
Let's
say $10 you get entered to win, something like that. So on the official launch, we can dive into that. We'll have it set up for when people show up and start buying. But this will be, once it launches, this will be online sales and at the event sales. So we're going to have both. So there's a lot of ways to enter to win. We've got some incredible new swag that we've come out with we haven't had in years past. This is for you, Oklahoma, because when they're gone, they're gone. But we have event T-shirts. And you know how we change the shirt every year for the event. We have event T-shirts of years past. And one of the other things we're going to do is when you buy a shirt, you have the option, while supplies last, to get a shirt of past events. So you might see one you like, and you buy a shirt for $20 or whatever, and we'll have another shirt there for you if we have it in your size or whatever that you're more than welcome to have for free. And there's four or five options, I think. I can't remember, but the store will know. You'll know.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you'll know. So, because he'll be the man you're buying from.
Like I said before, I'm getting commission now, so I'll be really.
That's right.
These sales that you're about to see, Sean, the numbers are just going up.
I like the way you're talking. I know what we pay for commission, so.
Oh, sugar.
So, anyway, the Base Camp Spike Camp giveaway is going to be.
It's rad.
Fantastic. I mean,
it really is awesome. The whole setup.
Yep. Sitka gear.
Oh, yeah.
For two.
I mean, literally, it is a full setup to you and your buddy to go take off.
Yeah, the only thing I don't think we're going to. I don't know if we'll have underwear.
Hey, some people maybe they don't want it.
Yeah, I don't know. Some guys are like that. But if we don't. I just can't think if there's a few things in there that, you know, you may not have. But as far as giveaways go,
yeah, it's
this thing.
It's mega.
Really fun. We're really excited to do it with this company. I'd tell you more about how that's working, but it's kind of a cool story. And we're going to save that for that won't launch until the podcast won't launch until Texas when we get to sit down with the co-founders of Black Flag. So, but it is a cool story. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, for sure.
What else we got going on, man? Like,
I'm trying to think here. I mean, it's got to get back into the groove.
Yeah, you got to get in the groove. So while you're kind of thinking of some of the off stuff that we need to go through, you guys, I'm going to go over a couple things that are in the email that I would hope you'd read, but that's why we did this podcast, just in case you don't. And that is, get there early to register. So give yourself plenty of time because of how parking works. You're going to come out. You're going to have to park on the road, catch a bus. Give yourself, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, I would say.
45 minutes early. Catch the bus in there. And then that'll give you time to get registered. You're looking for the dialed archery sign. It says dialed archery registration. Registration, big red. It's a silver trailer that's going to be towards the back of home base. You'll see the Total Archery Challenge semi-trailer. It's going to be back by that. And you'll give yourself plenty of time to get there, get set up so we can get you on course. Super important we get you in line at the shuttle when your knock time is leaving, and that'll keep the flow moving nicely, yep. And you won't get bumped to 1 o'clock or whatever.
Right, right.
So,
and then for those who are up to it, after 1 p.m., if you're wanting to hop on another course,
yeah,
you're always more than welcome to do that.
Yep.
And we have enough courses, you know, that if you came and shot for all 3 days, if you were really feeling up to it, you could get through them.
Dude, Oklahoma is not the easiest one we've done.
No. Like, you think of Oklahoma as flat, not where we're at. I mean, it's beautiful, and there's some topography to it. I mean, you're up and down.
Up and down. There's some really fun shots.
There is.
And we said we got to stretch them out a little bit, so that'll be good. When it comes to your wristband, on your wristband, make sure when you put it on your wrist or on your bow that it shows all your knock times.
Yep.
Super important.
Yeah, so the wristband peeps that we have set up can read that, so we know what course you're shooting, what time, just yep. So we can keep everything in line and just helps the flow.
Yep, yep. The park, they're a big part of this, and they've got a lot of guys here to help out and coordinate and make sure flow's going good. So if you get to see one of those guys, just make sure you thank them. For yeah, being there and absolutely. Helping out and making this thing work so smoothly. They've been great to work with at the ground level, and even on the state side, they've been absolutely great to work with. So there is one thing that the email that you're getting, make sure you open it. There is a Shields picture of a Shields. You click on that and you enter to win a $500 gift card to Shields.
Yeah, dang.
Listen, with the online deal, you don't need a Shields nearby. Just order that baby online.
I hope I get this email.
Yeah. So make sure you click on it and register to win $500 gift card. Who couldn't do that?
Yeah, exactly. Definitely worth hopping on the old email and checking her out.
Yeah, it really is. The other thing, guys, is... the after parties. Friday night, we have the after party with Orange Bison is the main sponsor of that. If you haven't heard us talk about Orange Bison in the past, they are the folks you should thank for getting us out here. I don't think we'd have ever found Beavers Bend State Park without the boys from Orange Bison.
Yeah, I would agree.
So shout out to them again, because here we are sitting in the patio outside, breathing the fresh air in an absolutely beautiful area.
It really is. It is gorgeous.
Dude, it's crazy.
I know. Like, I just don't think of Oklahoma like this. That's why it's super cool being here and getting to see everything and
exactly
get to shoot bows.
Yeah, so Orange Bison, that is they're doing it for the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife, and that starts at 5:30-ish at the Mountain Fork Brewery, where you and I ate lunch today.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Just down the road.
Yep. So you can go to their booth and pre-purchase raffle tickets. They got all sorts of good stuff. Everything you buy is going to help Oklahoma Department of Wildlife.
Sweet.
Which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
So that'll be Friday night. And then Saturday night is the Warrior Rising after party. Which is also, you guys have worked with, if you've done our events in the past, you've seen Warrior Rising. This is a great group of folks we've worked with for, I don't know, are we going on year three with these guys? Trying to think. I think it is. But anyway, they've got a great system for helping out veterans, which we love to do. We got a conservation night. We got a veteran night. And so you'll want to make sure you're a part of that. There is a link in your email, and that will take you, or it's even in our, on the website. So you could go to the website even and just click on that, and then it takes you to what all the goods that are happening there.
Sweet.
So
are they still doing their gun raffle like they had set up last year?
Man, I hope so.
Same.
So they have a gun raffle. I'm hopeful they do it because they do a pretty good job with it. I think it does well for them. And last year it was an AR, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it was an AR all the way across.
Yeah. The Red Arrow.
Yep.
Red Arrow AR. And it, you go, they have numbers from 0 to 100. And you just put your hand in the bag, and whatever number you pull out, that's what you pay for your ticket. So you could get entered to win for 0, or you could get entered to win for 100.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's all about the luck of the draw.
It really is.
It is a lot of fun, though.
Your brother bought me a ticket one time because I bought him a ticket one time, but I won with his ticket he bought me. That was fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
and Warrior Rising going to be giving away that coffee coming to this event?
So Black Rifle Coffee will not be present, but they are supposed to be sending some RTDs.
No.
And you'll be able to get those at the Warrior Rising booth. I don't know what all is behind it as far as if they're doing fundraisers with it or if they're just handing it out. I believe you. Hey, you want a coffee?
Right.
Here you go. That's how I think it works. But go to Warrior Rising, and I guarantee you they'll be able to tell you how that works. And you'll get to hear about a lot of the cool stuff, and you'll be able to put your hand in the bag and pull out a number. The one thing I did like that he did, that they do, Tommy, when I say he did, is Tommy, you can see what numbers haven't been picked yet.
Oh, for the gun you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. So I always look and I'm like, oh, wait, there's still a 5? I'm going for it.
As you don't look at the other side of things and there's, you know, 80s, 90s. Yeah.
65 and up are still available, and then 1.5.
Yeah.
And that's it. So it's also, their after party is at the Mount Fork Brewery also, which is a really cool place. We ate there today and it was absolutely delicious. I had the wings.
I had the burger, and it was as Snoot would say, it was one of the best burgers I've ever had. No, but it was really good food.
We totally need to get Snoot on here because I don't know of a meal we haven't eaten that he says it's the best meal he's ever had in his life. That might be the best burger I've ever had in my life. So, you guys, it opens up at 5 p.m. there. And, of course, the raffle and auction gets kicking off at 7. So you can get in there, check out the goods, hang out with your homies.
Yeah.
And and then hopefully win something.
For sure.
I try to win every time.
You usually have pretty good luck.
Dude, I've had some pretty good luck over the years.
Yeah.
Like with Army F,
yeah.
I've had pretty good luck over the years. And Warrior Rising, I was really struggling there for the first, 8 events.
And then you just kind of.
And then just the last two, it cashed in.
Yeah.
I'm sure I still bought more in raffle tickets than what I won, but it goes to such a good cause. That's the fun of it, is we have a blast doing it as a group, and so it's fun to just try.
It is, absolutely. I mean, you have the chance of winning a rifle for possibly $0.
Yeah, but they've got other guns and other stuff, too, you could win for $20.
How much is the raffle ticket?
I don't know.
$20. Something like that, yeah. They always have.
We can't give all the information. You've got to go talk to these guys to get some information.
Yeah, okay.
That way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Little teasers. Hey, you guys want to win? Just buy raffle tickets. How much is it? Go check it out. Go check it out.
Lots of good prizes.
Yeah. So, anyway, that party is Friday night, also at Mountain Fork Brewery. What else we got going on in this, man?
We want to touch base, like, when is Vendor Village open up, closing?
Yeah, so Vendor Village is going to open up 6:15 in the morning and then close. You know, close is a moving target. Mm-hmm. Basically what we do is we typically will leave the range and home base open until the last shooters are coming off. And then we shut her down. So what, 7:38?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that would be the latest.
Yeah, 7:30, 8 o'clock every night, except on Sunday, which most of you are on your way home anyway. But on Sunday, we shut everything down, home base at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Would you know which courses we're going to be shutting down?
Yeah, that's a great question. Sitka, of course, because it's out on the island, so we have to always be careful with that one. But Sitka closes at 1:30, and then Hoyt closes at 2. And then the Mountain Festival, this is all on Sunday, you guys. Mountain Festival closes at 3, but we will leave the courses open, the other courses open until 4 o'clock. And that'll be the last chance you get to go out. So if you did buy one of those later times and you wanted to squeeze in two courses, we left those open.
Right.
Sitka, we can't leave open. We have to get that going and cleaned up and ready to rock as we get ready to head to Texas on Monday. But
yeah, and usually on Sundays, if you do have a later time, you can always check with us in the mornings. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people don't show up. And
absolutely. That's also a great... We do have some openings earlier in the day on Sunday. So it's 100% worth when you get here checking in to just get an idea when you're at registration, and they can check it out and tell you, hey, we've got openings here or whatever.
Yep.
And possibly get you out earlier. Especially where a lot of guys, you know, they come out and they're like, oh, man, I kind of want to get home. Is there any chance I can get out there earlier? And the answer is yes. There is a chance, but we don't know for sure until you talk to registration.
Yeah, just come talk to us and we'll get it squared away for everyone.
Yeah, so as far as bathrooms located at home base, there are bathrooms there. We'll have some porta potties and bathrooms, some at the range, and then there's some bathrooms there at home base.
Yep.
It'll be up. You'll see them. You can't miss them. They're up towards where the food trucks and all that sitting area is. We covered the water stations. The Broken Tiki does have a beer for sale or a bar. It's about 2 minutes away walking, or you can jump on a shuttle and say, drop me at the Broken Tiki if you need something there. And I know what we want to cover. We are going to, again, do the pickup trash giveaway. You can ask for a garbage bag at registration. There's nothing we love more than having everyone pick up trash and help pick up. There's a lot of garbage that blows in off of boats or whatever. And so we're going to give away prizes to put everyone goes in a raffle who's picking up garbage. And then we'll raffle off something cool from one of our sponsors. And then we may have something cool for everyone that participates. But just, I think the participation of just cleaning up the areas that we like to visit, that's a reward.
100%.
How about that sales pitch?
Count me in.
For real, think about all the garbage you've picked up over the years, just when you're hunting or whatever. Like, nobody wants to see it. So, guys, we would love your help on this. The state has not asked for this. This is something we just want to do our part for letting us be here. And they're so great to work with. And besides, pick up a little trash, get yourself put in to win something awesome, and we all walk away super happy.
100%.
Yeah, so I did want to cover that. What else? I think that's about it.
Yeah, I feel like we covered that pretty
I think we did pretty good job.
Yeah.
So, guys, I'll just recap a couple of the high points. One, get here early. Give yourself 45 minutes for check-in. Two, parking is along Stevens Gap Road. You're going to come in, you'll be like, holy moly. That's okay. Buses are running all day long, picking people up and bringing them to home base and shuttling out to your courses and everything. We will have guys at the course entries checking wristbands and making sure everybody's good in case you're coming from one of the campgrounds or whatever and you already checked in and you don't want to go into home base. The range is in the same spot as last year, just above home base there, right next to the shuttle stop. And there is one something awesome, Turtle Box. Turtle Box. I think we're giving away a Turtle Box at every event.
Dang.
I agree.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. Turtlebox has been a great partner with us. If you like music, you'll like the Turtlebox. And they will be at the water stations.
Yeah, you'll get to hear them. And they're nice. I mean, they really produce the tunes and their water.
Well, it's nice to have music at the water station while you're hanging out.
It's a good vibe. You know, you're getting a little refreshment. Listen to some good music.
That's right. Yeah, hopefully some 80s rock.
Yeah.
So that one's going to be really good. And then we do have first aid kits by Uncharted Supply that will be at every water station. It seems like most people are using them if they needed a Band-Aid or whatever. The only thing we ask you guys is take what you need. We don't need your stuff in your pockets. But take what you need, and then please zip the first aid kit back up. This has been a great ad out there on the courses. We love it. It's a great first aid kit. We have one in every truck.
Yep.
So I would suggest if you guys are looking for a great waterproof first aid kit, then look at the Uncharted First Aid Pro Plus. That's the one we use. It's a bigger bag, and you can put a lot more Band-Aids in it.
Yeah.
It all comes down to the Band-Aid. But you guys are more than welcome to use that. That will be at the water stations. And Protect, they are going to be here. So if you need some hydration, you need some energy, you need some rest. I've used the rest. It's great. You said earlier that you're a big user of Protect.
Oh, yes.
Give us a combo.
So I don't even do combos, but I do like watermelon hydration.
Which I love.
Raspberry hydration.
Yep.
I like the black cherry hydration. Mm-hmm. And mixed berry immunity.
Yeah, the immunity. That's a good one. That's one I use a lot.
Same.
While we're on tour.
Oh, yeah.
Or in the fall while I'm hunting when you're kind of, your body's breaking down.
Yeah, you're just run down. But Protect, they make some really great supplements. And
do you use any of their energies?
Yeah, I use their, it's either mixed berry or, it's something berry.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Very berry.
I will say I do love, I'm a big energy drink guy and they do make me crash. Whereas this Protect, that whole natural caffeine, whatever their sales pitch is, it works. Like you do not get a crash.
Perfect.
They make some really solid stuff.
That's awesome. I typically during the events I will have a combo of the hydration and energy at the same time.
Yeah,
but I have taken that rest. The one thing about the rest, it's not going to knock you out and put you to sleep.
No,
but it does. It does
have you make
calm you down to where. Yeah, I mean, if I had something really big happening, I'm not going to be groggy. I'm fine.
Yeah, but you don't
get
the... It
does allow your body to help you relax.
Right. And I don't think you get the whole, like, melatonin hangover type thing. You know, sometimes you're just... When you take a melatonin, you wake up and you're all sorts of...
Yeah, I've tried melatonin just because I struggle with sleep. Here I am yawning. Perfect timing. And I can't do melatonin.
Yeah, neither can I.
So... They do have, they've got a lot of cool products. They've been a great partner. It's all liquid. None of that powder that, you know, sometimes creates a mess. That will all be there.
Yep. Stop by the Protect tent.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, definitely.
They'll have
worth
some samples going on or whatever.
For sure.
Yeah. We got some great partners here in Oklahoma that have shown up. Home base is full again this year. Like it was last year, and make sure you stop by, take a little time, give yourself some time to walk through that.
Yeah, definitely. There's always something that will catch your eye.
Yeah, and there's some really cool products that are out there that, and you get to talk to some of these guys are the main guy who created these products. So you'll get to talk to them, and you know, we already said outdoor group. You've got Bowtech will be here, Hoyt. Prime.
The old Prime ski.
Yeah, you're a Prime guy.
Prime pro, Sean.
You're a Prime pro. PSE will be here.
Yeah.
I've been shooting a PSE lately and loving it.
It's yeah, honestly, nowadays, all the bows are super awesome.
Yeah, last year I shot the Prime and the PSE, And you're right. They're just great. I always tell people, like, hey, what bow's the best? I'm like, hey, you go shoot all of them. The bow chooses you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because some make sense for others better than other, whatever. So, but that's what's beautiful about it. Come here, shoot them all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Got them all for the most part.
Yeah. There's a bunch here.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, great setup. Let's get this thing rocking. Kick off the tour with Oklahoma. Slowly, we'll get into the groove here.
Yeah. We'll get better as we go, guys.
Yeah, we got to knock the dust off a little bit on what's going on. But in the end, look, you listen to this podcast on your drive in, you're going to know all the major key points of what's going on. I think the biggest and most important thing is come out, have fun.
Absolutely.
Fling some arrows and have a blast.
100%.
The range is going to be interesting with all the leaves.
Might have to do a little trimming.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But all in all, it's going to be a great event. People are going to have fun. I'm going to have fun. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's always a good time. All right, guys, that's it for this one. And we'll catch you on the next one. So thank you, Connor. Let's get this thing done and out.
Let's do it.